indeed. We heard from Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys doing I'm Sitting on Top of the World. And then we heard the Lonesome River Band doing I'll Be Singing Up There from their 2021 record, Singing Up There, a tribute to the Easter Brothers. Well, thank you, everybody, for having tuned in to the Black Diamond Show. I am Mando Richard. You can always drop me a note on Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo. Let me know any comments. This has been episode 165. If you want to comment on today's show, any requests, anything else you'd like to get off your chest. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and I'll see you next week on the radio. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Christians have their hymns and pages.
Hymns and pages.
Hava Nagilas for the Jews.
For the Jews.
Baptists have the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Atheists just sing the blues.
Romantics play
Clair de Lune.
Clair de Lune.
Born again, sing He is Risen. But no one ever wrote a tune for godless existentialism.
For atheists,
there's no good news.
They'll never sing
a song of faith
in their songs.
They have a rule.
The He is always lowercase. The He is always lowercase.
Some folks sing
a bacchantata.
Bacchantata.
Lutherans get Christmas trees. Atheist songs add up to nada.
Up to nada.
But they do have Sundays free.
Have Sundays free.
Pentecostals sing, they sing to heaven.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Kevin Amos. You're listening to One to One, great black music from the ancient to the future.
The choice we make, decide your fate. Mother heard you singing a sorrow song, falling on a deaf ear. Biggest fear that the ocean will one day be no more human. Activity causing loss of biodiversity. The time is now. The time has come to save our seas, the river and the trees, the ocean breeze. Conscious of the consumer disease, oh yeah, poisoning the sea, destroying the forest. We have forgotten that we need them both to breathe. The oceans are the lungs of the earth, choking on fragments. Of plastic, number in planking. The time is now. The time has come.
Yeah, man, I'ma tell him it's a thing called. Come out the premier alongside one name Black on my sin. Selassie, I once again. Yeah, yeah. Okay, come on.
Red Rastafari.
From the buckle field, still I wear my shin guard, oh Jaja, I'm a shield. Pray every day so me never get fatigued. Still I play the game, never drop out of the league. The wicked is my rival, the righteous is my team. The trophy is survival, to win it is my dream. Even when Babylon buy out the referee, we face the penalty and still I win the victory.
Is in my corner.
Shift them up and rock them up just like a glass buckle. But tell the opposition, said you had the savior. Could a shoot, could a brass, all of them him savior. Me say you have to brave ya. We go make it on the side ya. We not get relegated, we just ascend just like Elijah. We go take them by surprise ya. I know them still don't believe them, not in a we league. Them figure retreat to all my skill and my feet.
Okay. Even when the buckle feel great crowdy, we don't have no fear, no.
No, 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 no.
When the enemies surround me, ja
we never get a chance to be together. Go with Jah, tell your love, yo. Overset, it is a pity. You already have a wife. I met another man in my life. Rude boy, it is a pity. I say it is such a pity. You already have a wife. I may have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 man in my life. Like one of these mornings to wake up and find your face on a pillow lying right next to mine. I would have cut out the party and the smoking and the rum and boats of extra wine. Well, every time I fantasize, me see your lips, your eyes, your finger do something. I left the rude girl hypnotized. For you, it's just a thing, another leg of fling. But for me, this is heaven, and it is such a pity. You already have a wife. I met another man in my life. Rude boy, it is a pity. I say it is such a pity. You already have a wife. I may have a one man in my life. Rude boy, hey. They book you up in a public and can't even touch it. Really mess me up. My check for you so much, the respect when my have for your woman and your kids. Road boy, I'm a Chris. I know me at it is. Who knows? Maybe one day the world will be evolved enough. We'll share your win a civilized manner between the two of us. But until then, I would have loved to see you again. Me know we have to play it by the stupid rules I've been. Well, I said if we never get a chance to be together now, go with Jah. You know, I talk a lot about relationships, but I want to big up a woman today where I fear a birthday where I celebrate, and I don't think nobody do it good like she. She have some kind of strength where I don't have. I don't even have 1% of it. Rita, big up you, Rita, yeah? Hey, I say it is such a pity. You already have a wife. I met another man in my life. Rude boy, it is a pity. I say it is such a pity. You already have a one life. I may have a one man in my life. Rude boy, oh, hey. I said if we never get a chance to be together, go with Jah.
Children jump, yes. initiate, hear me? Omnipresent, ja omnipresent, him out with Jesus Christ in the second advent. So who make the joy bells ring? And who make the children jump? Yes, no one but Selassie. Ja, who make the joy bells ring? And who make the children jump? Yes, no one but Selassie. This event in our history was the 2nd November 1930. My mother never born, only my old granny. The leaders of the world, they was fighty-fighty. Them, afraid of the king called King Selassie. 72 nation bow to his majesty. Them crown him king of kings and lord of lords. No one man like Selassie never need nobody guard. So who make the jive bells ring? Yeah, do make the children jump, yes. No one but Selassie. Who make the joy bells ring? Yeah, do make the children jump. Yes, no one but Selassie. Show me say anything we say, you say Ababa Janai. 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 Who is the king of kings? Ababa Janai. Lord of lords, Ababa Janai. Light of this world, Ababa Janai. Wonderful counselor, Ababa Janai. The king and egos, Ababa Janai. Who alone can save us? Ababa Janai. Rastafari, Ababa Janai. Selassie, Ababa Janai. Who make the diamonds ring? Yeah, do make the children jump. Yes, no one but Selassie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norman, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Infections like polio, smallpox, and measles used to be as common as coronaviruses today, but now we have life-saving vaccines for those and other diseases. Sadly, too many children still go unvaccinated. Choosing to delay or refuse vaccine puts your child and other children at serious risk. So talk to your child's doctor today about vaccines. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
last night. Once again I had the dream. I tossed and I turned. That old feeling still the same. It was so real. I woke up cold and sweating. I wonder, did I call her name? In the dream, she was right there with me. Right there with me in the bed. She said, Bobby, come and kiss me. She said, but when I reached out to hold her, I woke my wife instead. I've seen her. Thank you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Here's a song all about my deep devotion and love to the banjo. Yeah, there's a lot of jokes about the banjo. Silver strings are really fun to play. I learned a lot of jokes about the banjo. I try to memorize a new one every day. I admit that the banjo isn't sexy. It makes all the pretty girls run away. I learned a thing or two about the banjo. Like the finest birth control is when you play. Oh, the world is full of jokes about the banjo. Some so bad they leave you in dismay. There's millions of jokes about the banjo. Here's a few to brighten up your day. What's the best way to tune a banjo? Wire cutters. You know, most banjo players spend half their career tuning and the other half playing out of tune. You know the difference between a banjo and a fish? You can tune a fish. How do you know the stage is level, John? Banjo player drools out of both sides of his mouth. What's the difference between a banjo and a yugo? You can tune a yugo. I know, most of you are going, what's a yugo? All the banjo players are going, what's tuning? What's the definition of an optimist? That's a banjo player with a pager. What do you say to a banjo player in a three-piece suit? Will the defendant please rise? Hey, Howard.
Yes, Michael.
What's the difference between a banjo and a puppy? Eventually, the puppy stops whining. What's the definition of a gentleman? That's someone who knows how to play the banjo, but doesn't. What does a banjo and a lawsuit have in common? Everybody feels better when the case is closed. How do you get a banjo player's eyes to sparkle? You shine a flashlight in his ears. How do you make a banjo player slow down, John? Put sheet music in front of him. Hey, Howard.
Yes, Michael.
Why are there no banjos in the movie Star Wars? Because it's the future. And finally, my favorite banjo joke of all. What do you call a beautiful woman on the arms of a banjo player? A tattoo. lot of jokes about the banjo. Silver strings are really fun to play. There's millions of jokes about the banjo. I memorize a new one every day. I admit the banjo isn't sexy. It chases all those pretty girls away. But one thing that I've learned about the banjo, the finest birth control is when you play. Well, the world is full of jokes about the banjo. Some so bad they leave you in dismay. There's millions of jokes about the banjo. I hope you enjoyed a few today.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for whiskey before breakfast? I am. Hey, it's Amanda Richard. Thanks so much for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WTC and WTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Yeah, we've got a great show for you. Start off on the liquored up side of the family, end up on the gospel side of the family, and in between, all sorts of interesting music for you. I've picked out some of my favorites for the liquored up set, but I guarantee you I haven't played any of these in at least a year. Tom T. Hall, I Like Beer.
In some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
I met her at a shopping mall in Nashville, as pretty as could be, and that's the truth. First she told me that her name was Mary. Later on she told me that her name was Ruth. And I thought that I had found the perfect woman. Then the truth, it hit me right between the eyes. She's got one bad habit, it's a big one. She don't drink, she don't smoke, but she lies. Then I met a darling down in Dallas, and she put my whole heart in a spin. Told me that she had a bunch of oils. Pretty soon I knew that I'd been had again. And I thought that I had found the perfect woman. Then the truth, it hit me right between the eyes. She's got one bad habit, it's a big one. She don't drink, she don't smoke, but she lies. I found me a dandy while in Denver, and I thought now she's the one for me. Told me that she was a champion skier. Then I found out she couldn't even ski. And I thought that I had found the perfect woman. Then the truth, it hit me right between the eyes. She's got one bad habit, it's a big one.
She don't drink, she don't smoke,
but she lies. She's got
one bad habit,
it's a big one.
She don't drink, she don't smoke,
but she lies. For a sucker, I guess I was really one of them. She didn't drink, she didn't smoke, but boy, she could show lie. I believe that word that woman said too. Man alive, like they say, a sucker born ever.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering, too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, it's the Mockster. Much like a hangover, you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous woman. Sunday school teacher, what brings you out slumming? Do you reckon the preacher would approve where you are? Standing here visiting with a backsliding Christian in the neighborhood bar.
Well, yes, that's my bottle. Yeah, yes, that's my glass. And I see your eyeballing this pretty young lass. It ain't none of your business, but yes, she's with me. And we don't
need no sermon, you self-righteous woman, just let us be. The Lord knows I'm drinking and running around, and he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning, and sinning ain't right, but me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight. Goodbye, Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous biddy. I don't need your preaching, and I don't need your pity. So go back to whatever you hypocrites do. When I talk to heaven, be nice, and I'll put in a good word for you. The Lord knows I'm drinking and running around, and he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning, and sinning ain't right, but me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight. Yeah, me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight.
Was wrapped around a bottle, your arm wrapped around her waist. You were running at full throttle, big smile across your face. You were the life of the party, but it was only in I hate to be the one to tell you, you didn't have a good time. Well, I bet you don't remember kneeling in that bathroom stall, praying for salvation and cursing alcohol. Then you went right back to drinking like everything was fine. Well, let's be honest with each other, you didn't have a good time. So take a good hard look in the mirror and drink that image down. I'm the truth that you can't run. I'm the conscience you can't drown, and the happiness you want so bad, you ain't gonna find until you start believing you didn't have a good time. When you woke up this morning, guess you just assumed that you got something out of the empty bottles in this room. And there ain't an angel that can save you when you're listening to the wine. And the demons, they won't tell you you didn't have a good time. So take a good hard look in the mirror
standing on. I'm the truth that you can't run from. I'm the conscience you can't drown. And the happiness you want so bad, you ain't gonna find until you start believing you didn't have a good time. Somebody had to tell didn't have a good time. Preparing
this episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast as people who went to Merlefest are on their way home. And so what you're listening to now is a medley from Merlefest 2010, the Krueger Brothers doing a medley of Frosty Morn, the Cuckoo Bird, and Twin Sisters.
Thank you.
Now let me tell you about the Liquored Up set with which we open up today's show. Back at the beginning of the show, we heard from the late, great Tom T. Hall. I like beer. And I think that originally appeared in 1975 on Storyteller, Poet, and Philosopher. Then, from a 1999 compilation called the Grand Ole Opry 35th Anniversary Collection, I played a track by the only rocket scientist I know of in country music, Ernie Ashworth, doing She Don't Drink, She Don't Smoke, But She Lies. Yeah, before and after he was on the Grand Ole Opry, he was literally a rocket scientist down there in Huntsville, Alabama. After the PSA, Bill Anderson, along with Willie Nelson, gave a really meaningful presentation of Lord Knows I'm Drinking. And that's from Bill Anderson's 2007 record, Whispering Bluegrass. And then an absolute heartbreaker from Randy Travis from his old record, Round the Bend, You Didn't Have a Good Time. Got some fun stuff coming up.
Thank you all so much.
Let's start off with Mac Martin and the Dixie Travelers right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Blue railroad train, go down the railroad track. Makes me feel so doggone blue to listen to this old school song. Come back again, let me hear your whistle blow. Take in the sun, give in the rain. Drivers are rolling on, leave me here behind. Give me back the good old days, let me wander down the line. Come back again, let me hear your whistle blow. See you.
Came to town to the circus I went. Didn't have a ticket, didn't have a cent. Circus man said to see the show without a cent, you got to carry water for the elephant. I carried water for the elephant, back and forth to the well I went. Arms got sore and my back got bent, but I couldn't fill up the elephant. I says to the man with a standing up collar, said for a bit that elephant's a holler. He gave me a ticket, says first you'll see the animals in the menagerie. First I saw a lion and the lion he roared. Saw the wild duck and the wild duck quack. Quack, quack, quack. Saw the wild cat and the wild cat meow. Meow, meow. Saw the old crow and the old crow call. Saw Mr. Possum sitting on a limb, big black bear sitting next to him. Saw the old monkey like in a zoo, and a wild rooster says cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Saw the hippopotamus splash in the water, trying to flirt with a crocodile's daughter. Saw the giraffe and a big kangaroo. Saw an owl holler, hoo, hoo, hoo. Saw the wild birds and the birds sing sweet. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Saw the wild dogs and the wild dogs bark. Ow, ow, ow. Saw the cuckoo and the cuckoo coo. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Saw the hyena and the hyena laugh. I went down to the circus tent, sure am doggone glad I went. Saw the whole show didn't cost a cent, cost a cat water for the elephant.
Chill, there's a girl with a hay rake walking up a hill, and New England is born its harvest tyranny, and you can't tell that she is walking wearily, her hand on her hip there, her face in shadow from her cowl. But you could trace a fair hair or the snowfall of her jaw. Girl with a hay rake mid the crooked autumn lee of the wind in the sycamores, tired as can be when the red wings fly through the evening by and by. She will sit beside the cider mill, drink the apples dry. There's certainly a hayfield, her fatigue on which to blame. Over yonder way there, through the trees from whence she came, maybe there's a father from when first she had begun, kept his gaze upon her, making sure her work got done. When the red wings fly through the evening by and by, she will sit beside the cider mill and drink the apples dry. And all around her kitchen, her siblings hurl themselves about. There's a yearning inside her, trying But for the well, there's gravy, mashed potatoes, boiling stew. She will eat there in silence until eating time is through. When the red wings fly through the evening by and by, she will ship beside the cider mill and drink the apples dry.
Don't let your cowboys grow up to be babies. Chicken fried steak, beetle milk gravy. He's gonna make you proud that he's your son. He may wanna ride across the border. It don't do no harm to souls of moose. He might even find himself a wild. So on your
listening to Dobro's Josh Graves and fiddler Kenny Baker. Ah, but here he's playing fingerstyle guitar. Do the Shenandoah Breakdown from that old 1973 LP of theirs, The Puritan Sessions. And that's what I use as the musical bed as I tell you about that last set of music.
At the beginning of the set, we heard